Kei Shiras Masechet Menachos Daf Tzadikei. We will begin about Tzadikei on Aleph, seven lines from the top. As we have been discussing many times, the Lechem Aponim, every Shabbos day, it took out the last week's Lechem Aponim and put in new Lechem Aponim. Certainly we also know that the Halacha is a Kachin, a Halacha that we've discussed many times, that is a psul known as yoytze. That if something is taken out of the azara, if it's supposed to remain in the azara, it becomes pasul. And of course, we also know that during the years that Klal Yisrael were in the midbar, the Mishkan traveled as Hashem instructed them to. And therefore, asked the Gemara Iboiluhu, they asked the following question: Lechem apar nifsal b'masos. If the Mishkan is traveling, does the Lechem Aponim become possible because of the Psul Yaitse? When it's traveling, it's no longer within the Azara as it's supposed to be. Why Nifsul B'Masos, or does not become possible? The Mefarshim ask that if the Halacha is that it becomes possible, so why didn't they burn it before they started to travel? The fact that we don't find that they were burned, isn't that a clear indication that they don't become pasul? The answer to the Farshim give is, because if we hold that the lechem becomes pasul, as will become clear according to one opinion in a moment, if pasul because it's no longer considered in the azara, and the halacha is that if kot should become pasul, they have to be burnt, they have to be burnt within the azara. So for the very same reason it becomes possible, because it's no longer in the Azara, that's the very same reason that it can't be burnt, because we don't have a proper Azara where to burn it. But then the question that all the Mefarshim ask is, why did they continue carrying it on the Shulchan? If it's possible, what's the point of keeping it on the Shulchan? To which the Brisker Rav answers that the Yerushalmi says that the lechem, that the shulchan is supposed to have lechem on it, even if the lechem becomes pasul. In fact, that could be the explanation for a very interesting sefri. The sefri says that the obligation that Klal Yisrael had to have a shulchan with lechem only began when they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. So, ask the Mefarshim. That Sefri clearly is a difficult Sefri to understand based on the Gemara that we're learning now, where the Gemara is going to have a discussion what happens to the Lechem when they're traveling. If there was no Shulchan with Lechem, if there was no Shulchan with Lechem in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, what is the purpose of the Gemara's discussion? Answer of Farshim, that there are really two separate halachas when it comes to the Lechem upon it. One is that there's a chiv to have lechem, it's a carbon. That indeed, perhaps, only began once they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. But the obligation to have a shulchan with lechem, that part of the klei ha-mishkan, part of the way that the mishkan is supposed to look, is to have a shulchan with lechem on it, that didn't begin only when they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Rather, that began as soon as the Mishkan was erected. And that can be fulfilled even with Lechem Pasul. And that is indeed Pshat Now Gemara. Of course, the Mefarshim also ask that what is the purpose of our Gemara's discussion if the Lechem becomes Pasul while they're traveling in the Mishkan? That was an event that will not happen again. The Klal Yisrael will have a Mishkan that travels. And why is the Gemara therefore focused on understanding what the halacha is? Isn't this in the category of Masha Hoya Hoya? What was, and it has no halachic significance? So I saw two answers. One answer is that the Gemara never asked the question of Masha Hoya Hoya in a situation where the Gemara is trying to say Pshat and Pesukim. And as it's going to become clearer now tomorrow, the answer to this question is very connected to Pshat and Pesukim, And therefore, it's something that we need to understand in order to know how to understand the pshat in certain psukim. Another answer that I saw is that as we're also going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in today's shir, this question of the status of the lechem upon him is also connected to a question regarding Zovin and Mitzrayim, where Mayday or Mayday not be when they're Tamei, and what Nachna Mayday be, which is a halacha that will be relevant when Mashiach comes regarding the Machnais, and therefore the Gemara's question is a relevant question halacha l'maisa. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chanam and Nifso, one man says that when the Mishkan is traveling, the Lechem becomes possible. And another man dama holds ein nifso. And the Gemara explains both opinions. Man dama nifso, the man dama that says that it's possible, he learns it from the pasuk that says the ksiv kashiyachnu ken yisol. Ma b'chini yosei. Certainly, as we said at the beginning of our shir, when they're in their camp, if the lechem were taken out of the azara, nifso b'yotzei, it would become possible. Af b'nisi yosei, the same halacha applies while they're traveling. Nifso b'yotzei. On the other hand, mandam ein nifso. The mandam that says it does become possible when they're traveling. The ksiv, the pasuk says, v'lechem tamid olav yiyah. The lechem tamid should always be on the shulchan, and whatever it's on the shulchan doesn't become possible even when they're traveling. Ask the Gemara, v'idach nami, but what will this mandam do with the pasuk of Haksiv Kashiyachnu Ken Yisol? Answers the Gemara, on the contrary, Lidach Gisa. He's going to use this pasuk not as a, it's not a question on him, but actually this pasuk supports his opinion, because the pasuk is to be understood, Ma Bechani Yosoi, when the Mishkan is where it's supposed to be, Kla Yotzim Kaimai, if the Lechem remains in the Azorah, so the lechem doesn't become possible. After nisiyosai, so too, kelayotzim kaimai, if the lechem is on the shulchan, loy mifso. So what the Gemara is actually saying is that the pasuk, that the mandomer who says that the lechem becomes possible, that he's using that pasuk to support his opinion, not only is it not a question on the mandomer who holds it's not possible, but actually the mandomer who holds it's not possible uses that pasuk to support his opinion. The pshat in the pasuk is indicating that as long as the lechem is in the shulchan, even if they're traveling, the lechem will be kosher. The question, however, now is, asked the mefarshim, so it turns out that we have two psukim teaching us the same halacha according to this mandomer. According to this mandomer, both the pasuk of kashiyachnu ken yisol and the pasuk of lechem tamid olav yiyah teach the same rule that as long as the lechem is on the shulchan, even if they're traveling, the lechem remains kosher. So the question is, why do we need two psukim to teach us the same halacha? So one teretz that I saw is that if we only had one pasuk, we would think that this halacha only applies by kachin kalim. But if it's taught by kachin kachim, which are always more stringent, this halacha would not apply. That's why we need two psukim. Another pshat that I saw, that the halacha, that the lechem doesn't come disqualified, even if it's traveling, perhaps would only be so if they're within they travel all within one day. So there was never a full day where they were out of the, where the mizbeach and where the mishkan wasn't properly standing. But if it will be more than one day, perhaps the halacha would be different. That's why we need a pasuk to say it makes no difference. Another pshat that I saw is that we would say that this halacha is only when the shulchan when the mizbeach is still in its place. But if the mizbeach is not in its proper place, there's a special psul that when the shulchan is not in its place, it becomes possible. That's why we have a limud that even if the mizbeach is not in the place, the still halacha will apply that the lechem doesn't come possible. Ask the Gemara, vidach nami, but the other mandamu who holds that the lechem does become possible if the mishkan is traveling, Haksib, but isn't there a pasuk that clearly indicates the lechem atomet all of year that the lechem remains kosher? And therefore, because of this question, says the Gemara al Kasser of Dini Omar b'Mesudr, when the lechem is on the shulchan, there is no question that it doesn't become pasul. The kulam lepligi, everybody agrees that the lechem is kosher. Ki pligi, when are they arguing? B'Mesulik, when the lechem was taken off the shulchan before they started traveling. And as a machlokes rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Rashi understands that they're traveling on Shabbos, and therefore the lechem was it's Shabbos, which is the day when the lechem is removed, and they took it off the shulchan, and then they're traveling, and that's where the Gemara indicates there's a question: does the lechem remain kosher or not? The Mefarshim are troubled with Rashi's pshat, because the Mefarshim say that on Shabbos they weren't allowed to travel, because traveling carries with it many melachos Shabbos that may not be violated. The one pshat that I saw to explain Rashi's pshat is that even though the halacha is that the lechem is supposed to be eaten on Shabbos, as we said, let's say it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. So the halacha is that on Shabbos Yom Kippur, they can't eat the lechem because it's Yom Kippur. So there the halacha is that even though normally the lechem upon him is eaten on Shabbos, under those circumstances, the lechem is eaten on Motzei Shabbos. And our Gemara is referring to a case where they took the lechem off on Shabbos. They're supposed to eat it on Motzei Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, they're traveling. That's how the Mefarshim explained Rashi's pshat. However, the Shita, Mekubetzes, quotes Rabbeinu Gershon, that has a much simpler understanding of the Gemara. His understanding of the Gemara is that there are two ways of transporting the lechem. One way of transporting the lechem is by keeping it on the shulchan, and that the Gemara is saying is that if the lechem is kept on the shulchan, everyone agrees that the lechem remains kosher. And there's another way of transporting the lechem by putting the lechem into keli. Rashi says it was, the Rabbeinu Gershom says it was wrapped in tchelis. There, the halacha, that's what the Gemara is suggesting is the basis of their machlokes. Mandam and nifso, the mandam that says that it's possible that siv kashi yachnu ken yisou ba'am and chinyosu nifso b'yotzei, just like when it's traveling, if it's taken out of the azara, it becomes possible. When they're traveling, it becomes possible that way. Even though it's traveling, it continues having the status of the oil moid. The Mefarshim ask, why does the Gemara bring the pasuk of Nasa oil moid now to defend this opinion, not the pasuk that we said earlier, V'lechem atomet olav yiyah? So they answer, beautiful pshat. At that point, when the Gemara quoted the pasuk of lechem atamid all of yiyah, it was referring to a situation where everybody agreed that the lechem atamid was on the shulchan. And therefore, the pasuk of lechem atamid all of yiyah is very appropriately used. But now the Gemara is explaining we're referring to a situation where the lechem is not on the shulchan. So we can't, so this man, the Omer, cannot use the pasuk of the lechem atamid all of yiyah, because it's not on the shulchan. So that's why the Gemara seeks, this man Amos seeks and discovers another pasuk to defend this opinion, the pasuk of Enasa Ayomayit. Ask the Gemara, Vilach Nami, but this man Amos that says that the lechem doesn't come pasul, doesn't the pasuk say, Kash Yachnu Ken Yisou? Answers the Gemara as it did earlier. Not only is this pasuk not a question, does he say, but it actually supports his opinion. Just like when the lechem, when the Mishkan is in proper place, if it's not taken out, it doesn't become possible. So too when it's traveling, on the contrary, it doesn't become possible. But the mandamid that says it's possible, doesn't the pasuk clearly indicate for Nosai Lamoid that the Lechem doesn't become possible. Answers the Gemara, who? He will say that pasuk is coming to teach us a different rule. L'degolahu da'asa. The pasuk is teaching us that when they're traveling, they should travel in the same formation as they were traveling when the Mishkan is standing. And as the Meshech Chacham explains, even though there's a rule in Halacha, Ein Mechabdin Bedrachim, Ein Mechabdin Bedrachim, that when people are on the road, all of the Halacha of Kibbut don't apply, that Halacha is only because there is nothing to, we're not in a status of Yishuv, we're not in the status of everything being in place. But in a situation where we're traveling together with the Mishkan brings with it the Shekhinah, and wherever the Shekhinah is, proper covet and proper order must be maintained. Vidach, the other man Domer, who uses this pasuk to teach us that when they're traveling, the lechem doesn't become pasul. How will he know the halacha that the formation must be kept even when they're traveling? Answers the Gemara, he knows it from the pasuk. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei says in the Braisa, B'shasi l'kmasos, where they're traveling, kachim nesom b'yotzi. The halacha is that all kachim become posel because they're taken out of their proper place. The halacha is that a zov may not be in machna levia, a mitzora may not even be in machna Yisrael. Teaches us the brisa that halacha even though continues even where they're traveling. And as the Rajba explains, the brisa is coming to teach us that we would think that since the first part of the brisa teaches us that when they're traveling, the kedusha of Machna Shechina is no longer in the same way intact, the proof being that all kachim are considered that they're yotzei, so we would say that should apply to the other machnas as well, and therefore even though normally a mitzora may not be in Machna Yisrael, and a Zod may not be in Machna Levia, that halacha shouldn't apply when they're traveling. Teaches us, the Brice explains the Rajba, that even though Machna Shechina is affected by the traveling, that has nothing to do with Machna Levia and Machna Yisrael. But the bottom line, this Brice clearly indicates, Kachim Nifsolim B'yotzei. My love, when we speak about Kachim, doesn't even include Lechem Aponim. So, isn't this clearly indication that it does, that the Lechem Aponim do become possible when they're traveling? Says the Gemara Lord, Bami Lechem Aponim. This rule will not apply to the Lechem Aponim. Ask the Gemara, we need to understand this. Mamsha. E oil moed dafkahu. If we're saying that while they're traveling, it's still considered an oil moed, then I feel a kachim nami, then the same halach ought to apply by kachim as well. E oil moed lav dafkahu. And if we're saying that even though it's called oil moed when they're traveling, it doesn't retain the status of oil moed, then I feel lechem aponim nami, then the lechem aponim should become possible as well. In other words, the Gemara's question is, why should we distinguish between lechem aponim and all other kachim? Says the Gemara, Elikios and Ravin, Omar, there's really no machlokes at all. Maram ibn Masuda, the man Omar that says that the lechem does not become disqualified with a traveling is referring to a situation where the lechem remains on the shulchan. Then everybody agrees that the lechem remains kosher during the traveling. Maram ibn Masuda, the man Domer that says that the lechem becomes disqualified when they're traveling is referring to a situation where the lechem is no longer on the shulchan. And v'lo pligi, they're not arguing because they're speaking about different situations. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, but based on what we've been learning in this Gemara, Shema Mino, we can clearly see, Yesh Siluk Masos B'Laila. that they traveled even by night. These Sakadaitach, Ein Sok Masos Belayla, that they don't travel at night, and that all traveling, as Rashi explains, and we'll explain this more in a moment, took place only in the morning, Amos Madli, when would we say that the traveling began? But Safra, they began traveling in the morning. So now let's understand. The Braisa just said that all Kachim, once they begin traveling, become Pasul. Why? Because the Psul Yotzei kicks in. Ask the Gemara, my year Mishim Yotzei, if they're always traveling in the morning, and as the Rishonim explained, that Braisa is clearly speaking only about Kachi Kachim. Because Kachi Kalim, there is no bit of Yotze. Kachi and Kalim don't need to be left strictly in the Azorah. So we're obviously speaking about Kachi Kachim. And by Kachi Kachim, the Zman Achila, the amount of time that they may be eaten, is always a Yom V'Layla. So let's think about it. It's Sunday, and they're traveling. And they're not, if we're going to say that they brought kachim today, those kachim become pasul tomorrow morning, Monday morning, with lino. If we'll say, says the Gemara, that they travel Sunday night, so we can understand what the Braisa taught us, that Sunday night, even though they're not yet pasul with lino, because as I just said, they would only become pasul with lino Monday morning, it's Sunday night. As soon as they start traveling Sunday night, it becomes possible because of Yotzei. But if they're only going to travel Monday morning, so then what's the discussion here? Monday morning, it's going to be possible anyway already because of Lina. Says Abaya, from here we clearly have Raya, that they traveled by night. Amos Mavri, when did they travel? If we're going to say that all traveling took place but Safra only in the morning, my Yerim Hashem Yotzei, why do we say that the Kachim become possible? Because of Yotzei, they already became possible Monday morning because of Lina. It must be that there is traveling by night. Ask Taisvis, we have a way of explaining that they travel by day and still need the Psul Yotzei. Because who says that they traveled first thing in the morning? Maybe the Kabbalists were brought, again, Sunday morning, and they're traveling Sunday afternoon. So the Kabbalists, as we just said, won't become possible with Lina until tomorrow morning, until Monday morning. But the Psoyotzei will come already Sunday afternoon, but they're traveling, but they're traveling by day. So how does Abaya have a Raya that they never travel by, that they even travel by night? So the Mefarshim explained Rashi. The Rashi holds that if they travel, they only travel at the beginning of the day. Not only do they travel, whenever they travel, they travel at the beginning. And in fact, I saw a very nice Raya to this opinion from the end of Parshas Baloischa. We know the Pasuk says, V'onan sor me'al ha'oran, so it was an indication that they're supposed to travel. Then he named Miriam Mitzaraz Kishalim. Miriam turned into Mitzayra for her speaking against Moshe, but the Pasuk says she was Mitzaraz Kishalim. But the Pasuk continues and says that when Aaron looked at her, it says, V'yifid Aaron a Miriam, then he named Mitzaraz. And the Pasuk doesn't say the word Kishalim. And the question is why? Explain to Mepharshim. The Gemara says that in Mishnah, say in Sefer Megillah, that in the morning, things look whiter than they look later in the day. So that's Pshat. The Hanan saw Ma'al oil. The Onan came to show them that they're supposed to travel. When the Onan shows that they're supposed to travel, that's the beginning of the day. At the beginning of the day, it looks Kesholim. Aaron only looked at it later. When Aaron looked at it later, then it must be that it was not Kesholim, because it was already in the middle of the day. But the indication of the traveling is always at the beginning of the day. Tosfos, because of this question, has a whole different shot. He says, the raya is not from the kachim part. The raya is from the lechem. Because the Braisa is saying that if, we just said in the Gemara before, that if the lechem is no longer on the shulchan, everybody agrees that the lechem is possible when it's traveling. But if they only travel the next morning, so the lechem, so let's understand that the lechem is anyway possible. It's possible because of lina, because again, Tosfos is following his opinion that we quoted earlier. Tosfos' opinion was that they never traveled Shabbos by day. So even if they got an indication that they're supposed to travel, they wouldn't have traveled during the day, because there's too many questions of Chil Shabbos involved, then they wouldn't have traveled before Matzah Shabbos. Now if, says Abaya, they never travel until Sunday morning, because you never travel at night, the lechem by Sunday morning is possible anyway. So why does the Brice have to teach us that it's possible? It must be that the lechem that they traveled at night, the psolina isn't there, and the Brice is teaching us that even though there is no psolina, there is a psol yoytze. Ask the Gemara, why do we need a Abaye to teach us this elaborate din? Pshita, it's obvious. The pasuk says, "Velachas yoyim v'laylitzim." The pasuk clearly indicates that they travel by day and by night. Answer the Gemara: if we only had that pasuk, we would say, "Madatema hanim ilahecha da'oka b'yamama." That they began traveling by day. The halacha is they continue traveling by night. Avahecha da'oka b'yamama. If they didn't begin traveling by day, at night, perhaps b'laylo matza akur. They never begin traveling at night. Kamashmon, that they can even begin traveling at night. Verminu, Nargumar asked the following steer. It says in a braisa, Huglo a prices, that when the prices were rolled up, that the Mitzrayim and the Zovim may enter the Machneshchina. But we may enter all the Machnes. We said before that even when they're traveling, the Zovim may not go to Machne Leviya. The Israel, the Mitzrayim may not go to Machne Israel. Answers the Gemara Amar of Ash Loi Kasha. These two brises represent the Machloikus Harav Elazar Harabon. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, Rav Elazar teaches us. The Halacha is like this. But of course, normally a carbon is only allowed to be brought b'tahara. But there's a Halacha of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. That if most of Klai Yisrael is Tameh, the carbon Pesach may be brought. As the pasuk, because the pasuk says, "Ish ish kiyat tamil nefesh," that only yechidim are pushed to Pesach Sheni. But if most of the tzibur is tamei, they bring the Pesach to tuma. But that halacha only applies to tamei mason. But mitzrayim and zovim, the halacha is, even if most of Klai Yisrael mitzrayim and zovim, the halacha is that the current Pesach is not brought by Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. Says Rav Elazar, Yochel Dokru Zovim Mitzrayim, in a year where the current Pesach is being brought by Tumah, if the Zovim Mitzrayim enter the Azara, the Pesach Habab Tumah, the Pesach in the time that the current Pesach is being brought, because most of Klai Yisrael are Tumei Mason, Yochel Yechav Yovim, they should have the Chiyav Kores for entering the Beis Hamikdash or the Azara when they're Tamei, Tamiloimer, Yishalchim Namachna Kotzorov Kotzov, who called Tamei Lenefesh. Teaches us the Pasuk, Vishash Tamei Mesim Mishtalkim, when Tamei Mesim may not enter, Zovim Mitzroim Mishtalkim. So too, our Zovim Mitzroim may not enter on the pain of receiving Chorus. However, ain't Tamei Mesim Mishtalkim, if at the time of the Tamei Mesim are not being sent out, in a year, where it's Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, ain't Zovim Mitzrayim Mishtalkim, neither are the Zovim Mitzrayim sent out either. So we see there Rabbi Elazar holds that Zovim Mitzrayim are connected to Tamei Mason. Tamei Mason, the only place that they're now allowed to be are Machne Shechina. Since Tamei Mason, and we're going to speak in a moment how we know that Tamei Mason, the only Machne they may not be in is Machne Shechina. So if Tamei Mason, the halacha doesn't apply, because there is no Machne Shechina when they're traveling, so too, Zovim and Mitzrayim travel together, and the din that they're taken out of certain Machnes do not apply when there is no Machne Shechina intact, which we've been learning is the case while they're traveling. How do we know that Tamei Mason, the only machna that they may not go into is machna shechina, but they may enter machna leviya, is because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu took the atzmos Yosef imoy, as the pasuk says, v'yikach Moshe's atzmos Yosef imoy, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi, so was a machna leviya. And first asks, how do we know that, why are we necessarily learning the halacha of a tamei mace from a mace? A tamei mace has the ability to go to the mikvah. A mace can't go to the mikvah, and therefore we shouldn't be able to learn the halacha of a tamei mace from a mace. And in fact, the Rishonim bring a riot to this approach. The halacha is that if somebody brings a sheretz into the azara, there is no chiyuv karis. But a tamei sheretz entering the Migdosh is Chayiv Karis, and the difference is because a Sheretz has no Tahara, and a Tamei Sheretz does have Tahara. So one Teretz is, as we've been saying, that once the Proiches are rolled up, there are no Machnas. All the Dinner Machnas don't apply, and therefore the question of Tahara B'Mikvah and not Tahara B'Mikvah doesn't apply. Another Teretz is that even though the mace himself doesn't have Tahara B'Mikvah, but he does have connection to Tahara B'Mikvah. Number one, while he was alive, he had the ability to go to the mikvah. Number two, the Gemara says in Masechta Nida, is that when Mashiach comes, all the mason that will have Tchias HaMeisim will go to the mikvah. So mason are connected to the mikvah. So the difference that we say between a sheretz and a tamei sheretz is not identical. We can't compare the mace and the tamei mace. And therefore, the fact that a mace, the fact that the atzmos Yosef were in the machna leviya, are an indication that so too may a tamei mace may be in the machna leviya. The other question that they ask is that this entire case that we're discussing is that the Zav and the Mitzrayim went into the Machna Shechina without permission. So Rav Elazar says that the Chiyuv Karis doesn't apply. How can we learn from a halakha that Rav Elazar teaches us that b'di'evid, if the Zav and Mitzrayim entered the Machna Shechina in the case of Tumah Hutbet Tzibur, to teach us the halakha that he's allowed to remain in Machna Leviya and Machna Yisrael while they're traveling? The answer is that because what the Pasuk is teaching us, according to Rabbi Elazar, is that at certain times the Din of Machnos don't apply. And just like when Tumah Hutbet Tzibur, the Din of Machnos Shechina doesn't apply, similarly, when they're traveling, the Din of Machnos doesn't apply. Says the Mishnah, Achas Shtei Lechem, Vachas Lechem Aponim, both the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Aponim, Lishotzen, Verichosin b'chutz, the kneading and the shaping of them is done outside the azara. Vafiyosin b'fnim, the baking is done inside. There's a question how to understand. Does the Mishnah mean to say that they had the lichosin verichosin had to be done b'chutz, or is it that the leisha v'aricha may be done b'chutz? Ve'nedoches Shabbos, and furthermore, this Tana, at least at this point, we'll learn more in the Gemara, is of the opinion that you're not allowed to do the baking or any of the melacha in preparing the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem upon him on Shabbos. V'hudaymer, kamaseim b'fnim, all of the avoid involved of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem upon him were done in the Azara. V'shimon oymer, loyalim haveragul oymer, Shtei Alechem and Lechem upon him, shares the Azara, they were allowed to be done in the Azara. And furthermore, they were also shares the base pagi. They can be done, as we learned earlier, the base pagi means anywhere within Yerushalayim. So the Gemara begins with asking a question on the first opinion cited in the Mishnah. Hagufa kasha. Amrit, the Mishnah taught us, lishason verichason b'chutz. The lisha and the aricha, the preparation of the dough, was done outside of the azara. Alma, it's obvious. The dismandama holds midas yavish loynis katsha, that the midas of the midas that were used to dry materials are not in skadish, and therefore the lisha to be done even b'chutz. There are Rishonim that say that even though this halacha that's being said regarding the lechem upon shtei lechem, this would not be the halacha by all other carbon minchas. All other carbon minchas, they say, either because they're brought on the mizbeach, another pshat is because they have shemen, oil, another is because they have belila, is one of the avoidas that had to be done. By them, certainly the lisha and the richa had to be done b'fnim. The Gemara, the halacha that we're referring to here is specifically regarding the shtei lechem and the lechem upon. Alma, lishas of richas b'chutz, alma mit the shabbos lo niskatsha. Vafiyos b'fnim. But when we say that the baking has to be done inside the azara, isn't that clearly indication? Alma mit the shabbos niskatsha. That, and that's why it had, the baking had to be done inside the azara. When Rava heard this kasha, he said, "Hiksha adam kasha shukasha kibazel." This question was found to be a difficult question by a person who is as hard as iron, manu rashashis. Mefarshim say either because the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be kasha kibazel. Another pshat is that Rav Sheshet was considered the greatest Talmud Chacham of his generation, and since he's considered the greatest Talmud Chacham of his generation, in fact, the Chavos Yor, based on this Gemara, says that whenever we have Machlokes of Rav Sheshet versus Rav Nachman or Rav Chisda, we follow the opinion of Rav Sheshet. That's why the Gemara calls Rav Sheshet, gives Rav Sheshet this very special title. So ask the Gemara, my kasha, what's the big question? Dilma Isarin Lamikadish, the Lisha and the Richa are done in this Midas Isarin that we discussed early in Amasechta, which were in Kadosh, and since they were in Kadosh, the Loch is they can be done outside the Azara. The tanner, the baking, is done in the oven. The oven is considered a Kli Sharis, and therefore since the Aron is considered a Kli Sharis, it has to be done in the Azara. And as the Rishayim explained, what's the difference between the tanner and the Midas Yavish? That since the tanner was also used to bake certain, the Michas Maf, the tanner, and as we said a few moments ago, anything that has Shemen becomes Kadosh, and therefore that the halacha is that the tanner is Mekadosh. Another pshat is that, as we learned earlier in our perek, the baking of the lechem aponim were done in certain molds, and the Torah refers to those molds, and since the Torah refers to those molds, it's arrived that those molds are considered kadosh, and since they're considered kadosh, therefore the baking had to be done in the azar. So this isn't the question, says the Gemara, elihi kasha ha kasha. This is the question. But for Yosef and Bifnim, we just learned that the afiyah of the lechem aponim has to be done inside the azara. Alma, it's obvious that the reason it has to be done inside the azara is because the tanner is mekadosh. But then the Mishnah said that you could bake it before Shabbos. Why? Once it was baked in the tanner, and was saying that the tanner is considered a kli sharis, so then it should become ifslavelina Friday night. Therefore, because of this, says the Gemara, El Amarava, Hiksha Adam Kasha, Shukasha Kabazo, this is a difficult question asked by a great person, Man Rav Sheshes. On Rav Sheshes. On Rav Ashi, what's the question? Dilma Maibu Vifnim, when the Mishnah said that it was baked inside, what it meant was, Maibu Vifnim, the Mokum's reason. It has to be baked by Kahana, who was reason. And as the Rishonim explained, it has to be specifically baked by Kahanim, because the halacha is that the lechem aponim may not be chametz, and if it's the Kahanim are the people who we can trust that will make sure they will not become chametz. Of course, the Mefarshim asked, if that's what pshat in the Mishnah is, so why does this halacha apply by the shtei lechem? The shtei lechem don't have a halacha that they're not allowed to be chametz. So some say that indeed this part of the Gemara is only referring to the lechem aponim, not shtei alechem. Others say that they wanted to treat the shtei alechem similarly to the lechem aponim, and since we're saying that the lechem aponim had to be baked in this way by Kahanim, so too is the halacha by the shtei alechem. Says the Gemara, v'hod Rav Ashi. However, what Rav Ashi just said is a verusa, he's incorrect. Because says the Gemara, Marusha, Iafiyabina's reason, if we're going to say that we need that the baking should be specifically done by the Kahanim to make sure it doesn't become chametz, then Lishva Richa Nabina's reason, then the halacha should be by Lishva Richa the same. And our Mishnah differentiates between the Lisha and the Richa. The Lisha Richa Loi Bina's reason, if on the other hand they don't require reason, Afiyanami Loi Bina's reason, then the Afiyah should not require reason either. Therefore, says the Gemara of Ashi Barusahi, what Rav Ashi said is incorrect. So, if so, what is Pshat in the Mishnah? So we have a Machloikas Rishonim. Tosfos says that the first part of our Mishnah is to be understood as the statement of two separate Tanoim. One Tana holds that the baking of the Lechem Aponim and the Shtei Lechem had to be done b'fnim, and because the Tana is Makadish. And in fact, he will hold, therefore, that the Lechem Aponim was baked on Shabbos. The other Tana is going to hold that the Lechem Aponim, the Shtei Lechem, are not doing for Shabbos. And he'll hold that in fact, the Lechem Aponim, as was baked, b'chol. The Rambam, however, has a different approach. The Rambam's approach is that even though the Lechem Aponim was baked in the Tanur, and the Tanur is considered a Kli Sharis, it's not considered a full-fledged Kli Sharis, that even though we know normally that Loch is, that if something comes into Kli Sharis, there's a Psul Lina, the Tanur is not on that status of a Kli Sharis that it should affect Lina. Rav Yehuda Oimer continues to Gemara, the Mishnah said, Koma say b'fnim, everything involved with the Lechem Aponim was done in the Azara. Amma, so we have here Machlaikis, and Rav Shimon said, on the other hand, it doesn't make a difference, it could be inside or outside. So Gemara explains the basis of the Machlaikis. We know that after David killed Goliath, Shaul became very jealous of David. And David had to run away, as Jonathan, his friend, Shaul's son, told him that he should run. He comes to Noiv Ira Kahanim. Achimelech is the Kohen in Noiv Ira Kahanim. And he's famished. He has no food. And he asked them for some food. And they told him that the only bread that they have available is Lechem Aponim. So the Pasuk says, V'hu derech choyl, af kiyoyim yigdish bekeli. That was what the Pasuk says. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon are disputing how to understand this pasuk. Yehuda saw b'chol ashkechinu d'kafalei. He found them baking the bread on Friday. Amuhu derech afuk derechol kafislei. You're baking it on Friday during the week. Af kiyoyim yigdish bekeli. Even if you put it into the oven, if slavelina, it becomes pasuk melina, and therefore he was telling them, don't bake the bread on Friday. You have to bake it on Shabbos, as Rav Yehuda says. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, says, B'shevus ashkechinu d'kafalei. He found them baking the bread on Shabbos. Amalahu, loy derechol brislam avdei. Should you have not baked this on Friday? Midi tanur mekadesh? Is the tanur mekadesh the lechem that you're careful to bake it on Friday? You're careful to bake it on Shabbos to avoid a psolina? Shulchanu d'mekadesh. It's only the shulchan that's mekadesh the lechem. And therefore, there's no reason to bake it on Shabbos and do Chil Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, is it possible to say that that was what David HaMelech was discussing? Is it possible to say that he found them when they were baking the bread? We see that David HaMelech arrived when the old Lechem Aponim was taken off the Shulchan and the new Lechem Aponim was put on. Elma derechol de kamalu. What was the conversation? Hachu kamalu. David HaMelech was saying, Lech Lechem, there is no bread. Ki, they told him, there is no other bread. Kiyam lechem apanam amesurim lefnei Hashem. Amuhu, lemer bai hai. Certainly the bread that's been already taken off the shulchan. The kiv in the nafak lay, once it's taken off the shulchan, kiv in the nafak lay mamila, once it's taken off the shulchan, it no longer is subject to isamila, derech lohu, and therefore I may eat it. Ela filu, heichnami, even the bread that you put onto the shulchan, the hayoy yigdish bekeli, that was made holy today by being put on the shulchan, havle delechel, I should be given to eat from it, because mesukenhu. I'm a mesuken, and we know that somebody who's a besakana is allowed to eat anything. The farshim asked, so what was the question then? The question was, what it was better for David to eat? Was it better that he should eat the lechem upon him, or should he eat truma? The question also is, the Gemara is saying, that because he was a mesuken, he was allowed to eat. The halach is that even though everything, all the mitzvahs of the Torah get pushed away in a situation of sakonis tefashis, that doesn't give us a right to eat something that doesn't belong to us. So how was that resolved just because he was a mesukin? So the mefarshim explained that David HaMelech was a king, and just like the halach is melech, pirates gather, so too the issue that if he's besakonah, how can he take somebody else's item doesn't apply. Therefore, says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, the machlokes of Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon is not connected to that pasuk at all. The Gemara pligi. The machlokes is just, they had different traditions. What is the halach regarding the lechem aponim? Rav Yehuda says that the lechem aponim becomes kaddish in the tanner, and therefore you have to be careful to bake it on Shabbos. If you bake it on Friday, it'll become pasul with lina. Rav Shimon holds that it does not become, the tanner is not mekaddish. Dekanami, Dektani, Rav Shimon Oimer, Loilam have a Ragel Oimer. Rav Shimon in the Mishnah introduced his position with very interesting wording. Loilam have a Ragel Oimer. Be careful to say, Shtei Lechem V'Lechem upon him, Sheres Bezara, Sheres Abes Pagi. What's this wording, Loilam have a Ragel Oimer? Shmamina, but he was saying something they learned, the Kabbalah. And as the first Yisrael said, if you have something based on a Pasuk, so the Pasuk is what reminds you what the proper halacha is. But here what he was saying was not based on what he heard in a pasuk, and therefore the only way to be sure that you'll remember what was being said is by loyim have a rug loymer, by constantly reviewing it.